What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Audio Oddity. I'm your host, Rocky, here with my lovely co-host, Em.
Hello.
So, Em, we're back for another one. This is episode
eight.
I think we misspoke last episode and said...
Yeah, we did.
Last episode,
that was on my bad, actually. I said...
So, this is actually the real episode eight.
Yeah, that's been delayed for... 2 weeks?
Not 2 weeks. We only missed a couple of days.
Mm.
We had audio issues over the weekend. Our first time trying to, you know, record, and I don't even want to talk about it. I don't want to go there. I go to a dark place when I go there.
Really?
I don't want to go there.
Really?
But anyways, the audio issues are fixed, and
hopefully
they're fixed. And
hopefully
we're back at it. So, what you been doing?
What I've been doing? I finished The Good Place.
The Good Place.
Yeah, we can give our review on that.
What is this, 2019? I mean...
It was not made in 2019. No,
that's
way.
I think that's when it ended, I think.
2019? No, it did not. Was it?
I don't know.
Really?
No, I'm
joking. It came onto Netflix.
It could have ended this year. I finished The Good Place. I like The Good Place.
The Good Place was good. Everything is fine.
Yeah, I don't know about the ending, though.
What? Really?
Yeah, I don't know. It kind of was cliche.
Cliche. There was nothing cliche about the whole entire show.
It was like, oh, Chidi loses his memory. Chidi gets his memory back. Now, oh, it's a better place. Oh, we finally all get to go to the better place. Oh, now we're tired of the better place. Let's all walk off into the light.
No, it wasn't we're tired. It's the fact that I actually found it quite liberating.
They spent 3,000 years trying to get to this place and stayed there like 1,000 and left.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was probably right. You're right. But still, walking
I'm not
into the
it.
I feel everyone's
I
good place
it.
Was miserable. So like, because I even thought that was funny. Like the thought of paradise or the thought of what paradise sounds like does sound good on paper. But I mean, I'm sure if you could do anything you want, there'd be nothing to strive for. I mean, you have all the time in the world.
I guess that's what they were trying to say. But
yeah,
I don't know. It was a pretty good show. It was okay. I liked it.
Yeah.
It was different.
Yeah, I was more concerned about how people weren't like reacting, like, you know, walking up into the light and then being absorbed by what was it, the universe,
whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it doesn't hurt. I guess it's not dying because you already died, but I guess it's soul dying. I don't know.
I guess they just go into nothing, I guess. Who knows? But
wow,
it was a pretty
nothing.
Good show. It was all
the right. Ending made me emotional because I don't know, when Eleanor left Chidi, my heart.
Really?
No.
Really?
No. I mean,
Eleanor and Chidi.
What? They were a good couple.
Yeah, I guess. Okay.
What?
Eleanor was a horrible person. Why would anybody like her? She
was
horrible.
Well, no. Okay. She was a horrible person. But technically, she wasn't even really a person. The whole thing centered around them not... They really aren't people. They didn't even have a body.
I guess. Okay. You want? There was like spirits...
Well, and the fact they did this, I believe
she
every
was a
episode,
horrible being.
She was a whore. Yeah, that's true. But like,
she got
improved.
Better,
she got
she did,
better.
She did improve. Remember, she was running it at the end. And
yeah.
I guess. I don't know. But it was
towards
a good show.
Towards the end in her actual life.
You know what I do like about it?
It
did have a ending, which some shows don't give you like that.
Satisfying.
That completion, you know.
No,
that.
If it would have, yeah. The thing is, like, if they would have made, didn't you say it was canceled? You said it was canceled, but really,
no. It was, it wasn't canceled. It just
ended.
Yeah, it just
ended. Okay, good.
Or maybe it was canceled when they gave them a finale. I don't know, but
I feel like it was more because sometimes we don't even get that with shows. Yeah, it's just like kind of like, I guess it was an ending. I'm glad there was an ending.
Yes, it had an
ending.
There
could have been nothing.
Very good ending. They didn't do a Sopranos on people. So
yeah, if they
would have
ran it for way longer, I would have been so... Like, there was a part... You know, in some seasons, like, when there's, like, 16 seasons...
Yeah.
You were it should have ended there.
I think all shows should end after 5 seasons.
Like, okay, I could disagree, but...
No, 5 seasons is, like, the perfect sweet spot.
There's 19 seasons of
and I'm not even
Grey's
saying,
Anatomy.
Yeah, but I'm not saying, like, every... I'm not saying that... Oh, all shows that run longer than 5 seasons are bad. I'm not saying that.
Just most of the seasons
it's just
and
that,
the majority of that.
Yeah, it's
are.
Just that like up to 5 and then like...
It's just dragging.
You'd be like 5 good and then 6, all right.
It's like her 12th husband.
7, 8, 9 is like... then, oh, they really got better season 10. And then 11's like... Walking Dead. Just saying.
Really? Walking. But everyone.
You ain't cheered. There yet. I feel Believe like every, me. There's some low years in The Walking Dead for people.
I feel
watch
like
it.
They
could have
made Spear off. I feel like that's the problem. You just need to make a whole entire. I'm sure there's more things than just making.
Know, Walking Dead's got like 3 spinoffs now. I'm about to start watching another one tonight.
Yeah,
spinoffs probably,
would be so much better. Like you can learn about or make an actual series out of one person. Like if they would have made Clementine into actual character in The Walking Dead.
But I'm talking about the actual characters on the show. I'm surprised Daryl.
She is an action.
I'm surprised Daryl didn't get his own show yet. But actually, what they did when Rick left, well, he didn't really leave, but when he went off the main show. They paid Daryl more money, so Daryl's supposed to be like the new Rick character, but not really if you watch it. It's like a thing. It's good, though. I can't stop. I'm too invested.
Daryl? I can't click that together. Yeah, from where I am, I'm only on season 4 of The Walking Dead. I can't piece those two.
You're a newbie. You'll get there.
Wow.
You're still young in the game. You'll get there. But anyways, you know what I've been doing? Mm-hmm. I've been playing some Doom Eternal. Yes, I
saw you playing that.
Yes, and I like it. It's a good game.
It's very,
very rocky, rolly, fast-paced type game.
Yeah,
it's
you can't
really
stay
good,
in
really
one
good
place
shooter.
For too long or
and
you
I,
die.
You know, I remember the original Doom back when it came out on PC mm-hmm. and like probably, well, I don't know, early 90s, late 80s. And I remember that Doom, but I haven't actually played a Doom game since like Doom 64.
The game has really a kind of attractive bit about it. It's all like, I don't think it has any story thing. I've never watched, but from what I've seen,
it has a story, but I didn't
read
it.
The gameplay and everything. Yeah. It looks fairly like, it has very like sort of like blocky feel, but it isn't really blocky at all. It has like a certain kind of bright colors, you know?
Yeah, it looks really good. And we're playing it we have a 4K TV, which by the way, that TV is 4K. I think I mentioned, I didn't know in another episode. But yeah, that TV is 4K, but the Xbox is not. We have a regular standard Xbox. It's not an Xbox X or anything. So, but it still looks really good on the TV. I mean, it still does. So, you know, the game, I can imagine how the game must look in 4K. And I'm not even like I'm not like a 4K, gotta have that in 4K gamer. But it looks really good, though.
It does. It does.
But, I've been playing that. And that's on Game Pass, by the way. It came to Game Pass October 1st. And it's been out for, I don't know, it's probably been out a couple years maybe now, maybe a year or so. But, you know, with the new Bethesda deal and all that, I guess they decided to bring it in. Really? I guess they decided to bring it in. I'm glad they did. It's fun. It's pretty fun. I like it.
Yeah.
I'm feeling it.
For that.
I'm feeling it.
I actually started something on show. Back to shows. I actually started the Umbrella Academy. That's a fun ride. That's a very, it seems like, is that rated MA? I'm not sure.
The Umbrella Academy?
Yeah,
I'm sure it is.
Yeah, it's very messy. How do I explain that? It's very...
Well, you know, just season one, huh?
Season one, and I can already see how chaotic they all are. Jesus.
Oh, it gets worse.
Oh my, they are so, wow. Oh, they are like messy people. I think I'm a little bit annoyed by the fact that, like, only barely any of them, I mean, in the majority of them, only some of them use their powers, and that's kind of annoying. I think Luther, I've memorized some of the names. Luther, I haven't seen, what does Klaus do?
Klaus talks fire. To dead people?
He can talk to dead people?
Hold on. Klaus is like the druggy one, huh?
Yeah, I thought he...
Yeah, he talks to dead people.
He talks to...
He like can summon dead people, I think, or something. I don't remember.
It's
been a while since
I
watched that one.
I thought he was just on drugs.
By the way, this is Umbrella Academy. It plays on Netflix.
Yeah.
I say plays. They put all episodes on Netflix. It has 2 seasons, I think.
Yeah, 2 seasons.
Yeah, 2 seasons in. I didn't see
them
both.
I remember I was like in utter disgust.
It falls in the same category that when they started these superhero shows where like they use like... Maybe Umbrella Academy might be a more of an original superhero, but when they started like the Doom Squad, that was one. Titan, they created one, which everybody knows the Teen Titans, but they created the adult version of the Teen Titans. It was another one out there too that I was watching. The Boys is kind of like that too. Oh, I love The Boys. The Boys is really good.
The Boys?
Yeah, The Boys on Amazon.
On Amazon.
You need to check that one out. That's really good.
Yeah.
But anyways, so back to your critique of
it's not critique.
Umbrella Academy.
That was not a critique. I'm pretty sure they're gonna end up all using their powers at some point. Number five's thing is like to save the world in like 6 days or something, but or 8 days, sorry. He comes back to the future. He's actually like 58. Yeah,
number five is a time traveler.
He can
travel through time.
But
he's also
else,
trapped in like, he's like 50 some, but he's trapped in like a 12-year-old's body or something like that.
13-year-old.
Whatever, close enough.
Aiden Gallagher plays him.
Yeah, that dude's weird. He's kind of odd.
I don't really know much about him.
Anyways.
Aiden Gallagher. No. Something else.
Aiden Gallagher. No. Why are you Aiden? Why are you knowing Aiden Gallagher?
No. I normally don't remember the names of Adja. I just knew it was stuck in. I think he played on Ricky something. It was like a childhood show.
Something. I remember
Ricky,
from,
Dickie,
I
something, and Don.
Yeah, Ricky, Nicky, and Don, or Nicky, Dicky. I don't remember.
Something.
Ain't that like the, they were driplets, octuplets?
No,
octuplets. Like four of them, quadruplets.
The octuplets would be like,
oh,
what?
That's eight of them, huh?
Yeah, that's eight.
They were centuplets. No.
Centuplets.
I don't remember. Yeah, how many of them was it?
You got it right the first four.
I did? Oh, it's four of them, so they're quadruplets.
It's Ricky, Nicky, Dicky, and Don. Ricky, Nicky, Dicky, and Don.
So,
oh
yeah,
my god, I was right. I got it right.
They're
wow.
quadruplets. Were they quadruplets in real life too? Or no?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, they
kind
of looked alike. That's why I asked. I don't know.
All kids look alike to you.
I thought they were kind of like, you know, some kind of, they found like these talented quadruplets inside to put them in a show.
Yeah.
No
way.
They weren't related? Okay.
That's the, I don't know. I don't know.
he wasn't one of the quadruplets though. He was like,
yeah,
the
he
friend.
Was.
Oh, he was?
He was.
I thought they were blonde. Okay, I got the whole wrong show probably.
No, you what?
I thought
okay,
they were blind.
Yeah, so if number five's thing is to do it's
time
the same
travels.
Time, and everyone else is so messy. Klaus is on drugs. I didn't know he could see.
Because he talks to dead people.
I didn't know. I had no idea. Well, Ben,
I thought you would be into Klaus, Mrs. Demon Summoner over here.
No, I had no. I thought he was just on drugs. I thought he was a drug.
No.
He reminds me of one of my own characters, but he doesn't like. I don't know. I thought he was just on drugs.
I think he is on drugs, but he also sees demons. Oh, well,
he can see the dead,
I think.
I didn't know he can see the dead. I straight up thought he was just druggy.
No.
Yeah. Well, that solves that mystery. I didn't know what he did. He's very loopy. Luther, my opinion on Luther is
he's also a gay character, too.
Yeah.
Good fact about Klaus.
I knew that. I didn't think it was relevant, though.
Oh. Well, I'm just saying.
I know. That wasn't supposed to be.
Yeah, it's not a whole lot of them. I say not a whole lot of them. It's like one every show now, but it used to not be a whole lot of them. It's good to see.
Mm-hmm. And then we have, I forgot her name. I completely forgot it. I just know she doesn't use her ability as her adult self. I just really want to hear. I heard a rumor.
The rumor, they call her. The rumor.
Yeah, I just really want to hear that. So, yeah, I started that. It's not that bad. It's actually. I remember a couple years ago, I was, like, in disgust of it. I thought it was, like, I was, like, everyone likes, I remember it blew up when it first came out.
What,
that's from
Umbrella
what
Academy?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I liked it. I've been watching it since the beginning.
Yeah, it was very, I don't know, I was, like, everyone likes the show. I won't like it, though. And then I never watched it. And then
it
here
show.
I am. It's actually pretty good. Yeah, I think Klaus is my favorite character, though. Besides, I think. I forgot her name though. Wow, I thought I memorized her name. I think her name starts with something like a C.
The white violin or the
violin.
Is that her name violin? Is it white violin? I don't remember.
White violin. What?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of her name. Her
she
name
has a
in the
superhero
show.
Name.
Yeah, she has a superhero name.
What are you talking
she's
about?
She's the. I think she's the white violin.
I didn't even know. What?
Oh,
I'm not that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oops.
Wow.
Ain't no spoiler. You'll see.
Wow. Okay, fine.
You don't know what she does.
Number
five. You don't know her life. You don't know her life.
My top five characters would be. First, it would have to be Klaus. Second, it would have to be. I think second would have to be. I forgot her name. She plays the violin.
Yeah, I don't know her name.
Yeah,
I just
and
know
the
her
third
superhero
one
name.
Would have to be five.
Which I think
he's
is
just
a superhero name.
Stuck up.
Five? I like five. He's cool.
He's cool. Like he's a 58-year-old who.
He acts like he's 58 too.
Yeah, he's like.
That's what makes him cool.
Yeah, because
he's
I don't
like
know.
He's like really like when, 13. I mean, he's 13 or 12 or whatever he plays, but he acts 58.
Yeah, I didn't realize how like messed up the show was. I don't know when it really hit me that these people were messy. Is when he was number five was carrying around a mannequin, and it was like Dolores.
Well, do you know the story behind Dolores was when he went to the too far.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. And I don't know anything.
Okay. All right. I'm stop. It's too many spoilers in this for you.
Yeah, I'm barely progressed. I don't want to know anything.
It is too much of a spoiler alert.
Too much? I think I've already spoiled.
Yeah, we better just stop. Okay, yeah, we better switch subjects because I'm gonna end up ruining the whole thing. Anyways, I finished Raised by Wolves.
Yes,
I've been keeping close with that. Really good show. Very sci-fi-esque, you know, I'd say
sci-fi-esque.
Yeah, it's full sci-fi actually. But it's really good. I liked it a lot.
Explained this to me, I think. It was like,
Yeah. It's okay. So it's these people, and I might explain this in another podcast. I don't remember, but so basically there's a war on Earth between atheists and religious people.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Earth becomes unlivable because of nuclear war and whatnot between these two groups. So they each decide to build arcs to go to another inhabitable planet. Well, the religious people, they don't want to use certain technology that they deem the devil or whatever that would get them to the planet faster. Well, the atheists don't care.
Really?
Well, I mean, that's what they're saying.
Yeah, I don't blame them. The atheists don't care,
and the atheists are like, you know, we down for whatever. So they put whatever. So, of course, the atheists get to the planet. Well, actually, one certain atheist, he takes these androids and he programs them and he puts eight embryos in the ship with him and sends them ahead of everybody else. And so they get there and they're like, I don't know, probably 5, 6, 7, 8 years before the first arc shows up for the religious people.
Wait, when you say arc, you mean like
it's a ship.
Spaceship?
A ship. Spaceship.
Okay, if you don't believe in technology.
But it's not technology. It's a certain something that they don't believe in doing or something like that. So,
okay, are these atheist people doing something like really bad?
No, it ain't nothing bad. It's just
are the religious people doing something really bad?
No, you have to watch the show and they'll explain it. But basically, so the two androids get there, they raise the embryos. I'm not gonna give away any spoilers.
Like, I Am Mother. The movie you refused to watch because it was in Russian.
Yeah, I'm not watching that. Yeah, that's not going to happen. But so they raise these embryos up and then, you know, of course, things happen. And not giving away too much, I'm not going to say what happens because any more than that would be a spoiler. But it's a really good show. I recommend it. Raised by Wolves. Executive producer Ridley Scott.
Why is it named Raised by Wolves?
I really don't I don't know. I'm pretty sure they mention it somewhere in there what they're referencing, but I don't remember what it was. But it does go somewhere in there with the whole android. One of the androids is actually like a war android. She can like convert herself into like a killing machine, and the other one's more like a take care android.
Like a caretaker?
Yeah, like a caretaker android, and so. Yeah, you have to watch it, but it's really good. I recommend it. Raised by Wolves, like I said, executive produced, I think, by Ridley Scott. I think he directed like the first three episodes. Ridley Scott, famous for Alien, that's like his big
Alien.
Yeah, Alien, the movie.
Question
Alien.
Question mark?
No, Alien, the movie Alien.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know? Oh, God, you're so young. Anyways, everybody listening to this will know the movie Aliens. Alien versus Predator. You've heard that? No Alien. Okay.
Alien versus Predator. That just rang a bell.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Well, anyways.
Alien versus Predator.
So, anyways, he's behind a lot of that. So, it's a really good show. Prometheus was like a prequel sort of to Alien he made, which that I don't really like Prometheus. Some people I heard talk bad about Prometheus. I like Prometheus, though.
Prometheus.
Yeah, Prometheus. It was good.
Prometheus.
But anyways, Raised by Wolves, pretty good. Check it out. I give it high reviews. 5 stars, 2 thumbs up.
Just 9 like out of you should have gave
whatever.
What? Just like you should have gave Marvel something.
I'm done with the Marvel game.
Yeah, you stopped playing
No, as in not finished, as in done with it. As in not playing it anymore. Yeah, it's just
if you didn't even like it from the beginning, I guess there's no point in playing.
I mean, I might come back, but I'm, you know. It's okay. Anyways.
I get
Anyways, back
it's not
to
that.
Anyways, back to gaming. I played. Well, I've been playing. I hang my head in shame. I've been playing Mario 35.
Oh, they won on you again.
Yes, Nintendo
Wait,
got
what's
me
that
again.
What's that? It's a scoreboard.
Yes. Okay. Nintendo got me again. Mario 35 is free. I mean, you pay for the Nintendo Online for $20 a year or whatever, but it's free and it's like you're basically playing Mario 1 against, you know, other people, and y'all get to throw, you know, different, you know, obstacles in each other's way and all that. But you know, I'm not talking bad about Mario. I just feel so dirty that they keep getting me like this. Like, how have they successfully kept me playing, you know, Mario 1 for the last like 32 years? Like, how is that possible? Like,
I was
sitting on the couch the other day playing Mario Odyssey. Like,
when you could have been finishing
Marvel. It's a lot of things I could have been finishing, but nope, I'm sitting down playing some Mario Odyssey. How does Nintendo do it? I just don't know.
I think how Mario makes you feel is how I feel when I'm reading a book. There's tons of things I should be doing or could have been doing.
Yeah, back to the book. But at least that's like, you know, I don't know. I just...
At least that's productive. Are you saying...
Well, I'm not going to say productive because some of the stuff you read, but...
Wait, okay. What was that?
I ain't saying nothing. I'm just
Wait, excuse me.
Anyways, we're discussing how Nintendo is brainwashing people. Uh-huh. It's just something about those games, and they're not the best graphically. You know, they don't have all the 4K and this and all that. But I keep going back to that damn Switch. I don't know why. So anyway, I've been playing that. That was really good, though. I like Mario 35. I mean, it's Mario 1. Who doesn't like Mario 1?
I love
1?
Mario yes, so much. Everybody. He said in a depressing tone.
Yes, that's me. I love Mario so much. How I sound when I say that.
When you're buying Mario.
Yeah, as I'm buying my, you know, 147th Mario game ever.
They should give you an award for most dedicated
It ain't just me. I'm on Twitter. I be seeing how people talk about the Switch. It's not just me.
You ever be? It's always the you ever be doing this when you could be doing that.
Yeah, that's what it is. You ever be, you know, playing Mario when you got like, you know, all these high tech games you could be playing, but nah, you playing Mario. I go back to Mario
you
more.
You make it sound like you it's not like it's 2D and like barely any work put
Grand
in.
Grand Theft Auto is like some of my favorite games, and it's only like one Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, the only Grand Theft Auto I think I went back and replayed. You know how many times I didn't play Mario 1?
I literally own
Mario 1 like on everything I own. I have it on a phone. I have it on a Switch. You name some. If I can put Mario 1 on it, it's on there. Like, so I just, you know, I don't know. But anyways, what else you been up to? That's my Nintendo rant.
Well, I hate to say this, but I busted out the tarot cards.
Oh, Lord. Here we go with this.
So I've been thinking Victorian.
Yes, that was a hard sign to the mic.
Well, no. Halloween's coming up. It's like October 4th.
Yes.
Halloween's coming up and Victorian vampires. That's what I was thinking.
Look. Look, I don't do all this. No tarot cards.
So I was thinking. Why we're recording, you know, let's bring this up. I would like to get an Ouija board.
No. Why are people trying to contact the dead? I don't even understand this. Like, why do people try to contact the spiritual world?
The same reason people bungee jump. And skydive.
Why do people bungee jump and skydive? There's plenty of ways to die right here on the ground. Why do we need to add extra things into the mix here?
Because it's thrilling. It's a whole Shakespeare thing. Okay. No one wants to say I live my life with going to work every single day.
Thrilling.
I am a black man
in America. If I want thrilling, I'll go 75 and a 60. Okay, I mean, that's thrilling enough. Like, I'm not looking for extra thrills in my life, and I'm definitely not trying to open the gates of hell in my bedroom.
Why
are people doing this stuff? I just don't understand it.
Think about this. I'm gonna put you in a scenario. You're sleeping, and then you wake up and you see your doors are open. the devil walks through. He says, "Dear, darling, unsaved soul, we you shall see, cleanse
you." You see where you messed up at? The story would have ended with the door opened. That's the end of the story. The door opened. I went through the door. I didn't even wait to see who the devil would have been like, what just happened? The devil wouldn't even have noticed me going. That's how fast I'd have been out of here.
He says, "Unsaved soul, I shall offer you. You shall kill one person."
What? What are you talking about at this point?
And you can say,
"This is getting dark."
And you can say,
"No,
the devil made me do it." No, and you can join the, and then you one day you'll start a cult. You'll start a whole revolution of, and then the devil starts actually taking over the world, and then you'll be
okay. This took a weird turn.
You'll be
turn,
one of the crown a weird princes. Turn.
No Ouija boards, no tarot cards, no pentagrams and trying to summon people.
But in all serious, like, not all ghosts are evil.
No,
spirits are evil.
No. I was watching the show with your sister. She was watching, she used to love those ghost hunter shows or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I was watching this one, and so this family moves into this farmhouse, right?
Yeah.
This is so crazy. This family moves into this farmhouse. So they get to the farmhouse. So they, you know, a few things happen, start happening, but nothing major, you know, nothing even I would have got scared of at first. So then one day this ghost shows up to the mother, I think. Old black slave ghost, right? He shows up. So this is where my story would have ended.
Get out of my house.
No, it wouldn't even get out of my house. Come to find out. He was a friendly ghost.
So we have Casper, the friendly ghost.
Yeah.
Except for he wasn't white.
Yeah. No. He was a black, old black man. Maybe a slave on a property or something at one point in time or whatever.
Friendly ghost. So we have Casper,
yeah.
Friendly
so
ghost.
My thing is, how did they know he was friendly? Like, if he shows up, I'm not going, you think I'm waiting around to see, oh, a ghost is there. I wonder if he's friendly. Like, what? Who does that?
I mean, like, I would respectfully greet it.
No, it ain't no. If a strange black man shows up in my kitchen out of nowhere, like, he just appeared. Like, you know what I mean?
These are the people who, these are the TV shows that were played and stuff, and they'd be like acting out what happened.
Yes,
and
it's a reenactment. So anyways, he appears, so they decide. It gets better. So they decide, hey, you know what? We can live with this ghost. He's friendly. He don't mean us no harm. So these people stay in the house. Well, so all of a sudden now it starts getting banging down in their attic and banging on the walls downstairs in the basement and all that. Basement.
It wouldn't the ba- Okay, that's when I would leave. I'm sorry. Yeah,
so no. It gets better. So now they're like, hey, we got it, like, you know, we think we got like a real problem. You know what I mean? Like, because they know it's not the friendly black dude. So they figured the friendly black dude. Because
all the friendly black dude didn't do that.
The friendly black ghost, he start trying to warn them about another entity that occupied the house.
What do you mean warn?
I don't know. Maybe he was doing little signs or whatever, but they felt like he was trying to warn them, right? Eventually, he left. Now let me rewind what I'm saying, people. Now let me break this down for y'all. What I'm saying is that whatever else was haunting in that house was so scary that a ghost left. Not the people that lived in the house, a ghost. A guy who was already dead was so scared that he disappeared and never showed back up in that house. Yes. And you know what? Those people stayed in that house still. Yes, they did.
I think
did.
I know what story you're talking about. Isn't that one where the priest came? Oh, no.
They hire. After that, they get a priest. He comes, basically says, oh, yeah, throw some holy water in the air. Everything's fixed. And he runs out as fast as he can.
Yeah,
because
wait.
He felt the demon or whatever it was present so heavy.
Yeah,
in
if
there.
I remember correctly. Okay, he walked in
this
there.
This is supposed
and
to be a true
like,
story, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. He walked in there and he said he spent 2 seconds with that ghost. And he was doing a whole sage thing, you know, doing his whole like process to get rid of the demons. as he said, he walks out wide-eyed and he starts running up, everything's fine, and then leaves.
Yes, that's similar to what happens. So here's another incident. The ghost or the entity or whatever it is pushes the wife down the stairs. Pushes, like physical contact. Like, you don't know how outraged I was about this. I was like, I'm yelling, are you people crazy? Get out the house. And the dad, the real life dad, I think they were talking to them as they're doing this. They were like, well, we just had too much invested in the in the farm to move. Man, look, Wells Fargo could have came and got look, let me tell you, if a ghost, look, first of all, it's not even getting that far. The black dude shows up, I'm out. I'm gone. The black ghost shows up, we packing our stuff. I tell the kids, if you see me run, you better be behind me.
Because, and he actually says that.
Yes. if I ever get up and that's it, that's it. Like, it ain't no,
Maybe
what's wrong with daddy? Like, you know how they do in the movies? Yeah, yeah. You're crazy. No. ain't none of that. No.
I've never seen him run for anything scary.
And if I do.
Yeah. And so if I ever saw him running.
Chasing me. Yeah. Like, you know something's wrong.
I'm good.
So, yeah. I mean, just like The Exorcist.
You see, if I do get a Ouija board, not saying I would get it any from you, but if I were to get a Ouija board and I did it here, and like you start seeing stuff in the hallway, I would be like, yeah, and you actually start running. Yeah,
no,
I'm good.
No, I don't play with none of that. If one of y'all get possessed, just remember your head spin around, you start spewing the green stuff or whatever. You're no longer my child. You belong to the state of Texas now. That's it. It ain't no exorcism or nothing. You going to wherever they take you, and I'm moving where you can't find me. Like, you're not gonna show up on me years later. Tell my daddy I was possessed. No, it ain't no. That's it. Our relationship has ended. That is it. We're done. So, anyways, back to these people. So
wait,
these people.
Hold on.
What? So, anyways, these people. So after she gets pushed down the stairs, like, they still don't leave. Like, they're still there.
I think it would take about the banging on the closet doors.
No.
We don't own a basement. Once it becomes our level, I don't get that. Why is it always the basements and the attics? I feel like as soon as it reaches any ground level, like where you're living, I'm good. If it were, that's even more. Well, like negative energy once it's on your level.
The final scrawl of it was when the entity attacked the daughter.
Really?
And like he wrote some on the wall or something, I don't know. And then they were like, okay, I guess we're gonna move. Like, what? You guess you're gonna move?
I guess we'll move.
Then. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
everything was like,
so they moved, and yeah, so they finally got out the house or whatever, and like they said, they took a picture, and like one of the pictures had, like, if you look in the background, it shows either, I think it was like when they first moved into the house, it
was like a dark figure in the background.
No, it was like, I think I want to say they were claiming like the old black man showed up in it, I think, maybe. The old black ghost shows up in it, and also like a figure or something also too. But you know, y'all don't understand what I'm saying here when I say this. When I say this strong as I possibly can. The black ghost moved out like y'all don't get it. These people, this ghost probably been hunting this property for probably what? 100 years, maybe. I mean, he probably died in 18 something. He probably haunted that house all them years, and that entity showed up and he left. Like, he moved on to,
what could he do at that point?
He went to the upper room. Like, he was out. he was done. Like, could you imagine that? Like,
I don't know if the no, I feel like
he was dead. He was already dead. And here we are, some living people choosing, you know what?
We're going to stay. We invested too much.
Yeah, we invested too much, and we're just going to stay.
if my the thing
I just,
is,
I just don't understand people.
The thing is, like, I feel like if as your daughter, I would just like if I found out my mom and dad decide after my mom had gotten pushed down the stairs, I feel like that would have been my last final straw. Let's say you and you and other was like dismissing me. Mom, you literally got pushed down the stairs. I would have
How
just
left. Does it come to that though? How do you let a ghost put hands on you in your own house
and still not move out? Still afterwards. Not move
out. Like I don't know. And then you know what? I just don't understand it. So anyways, my point is no Ouija boards, no tarot cards, no nothing's going. No,
it's I do own tarot cards though.
We have enough problems.
It's not
right here to do with the living. You know, the living's pretty bad too, right? Yeah. You know, why do we want to introduce
the thing is other about the living? Like that? The thing is, living is scary, and when the living turn into literal non-physical beings, I feel like that's a little bit scarier, especially when knowing what kind of people have existed, and also not knowing what kind of people exist. you know, it's always we're not. What's that saying? We're not scared of the dark. We're scared of what's in it.
Yeah. Well.
And
I'm scared of the dark. And I don't want to find out what's in it. No. So,
yeah.
Anyways, so leave the tarot cards alone. Leave them in the drawer. I don't even know why we got you that. Who bought you that anyway? I don't even know.
It was actually.
I
believe it. You didn't buy it.
No, I know I didn't. No.
You have a strong feeling coming on.
Yeah. Well, and then people tell me, oh, there's cold spots in my house. Yeah. Look, if it's 75 in my house and I walk into a place and it dropped to 69 all of a sudden, we out. That's it. That's all the proof I need. We out. We don't need no other proof, you know, unless my HVAC man gonna come and tell me, hey, look, you know, nah, other than that, we out. I don't need to see my breath and all, you know, what? Why would you do that? Why would you need to see all
I think that?
That
like, I think that's the kind of proof I need. If I like, if I'm an obvious normal room temperature place, and I'm like breathing cold,
it was another one. Poltergeist.
Poltergeist.
Where she gets stuck in the TV.
What?
Yeah, she gets. You ever seen that whole movie? Yeah, Poltergeist. She gets the little girl Caroline. She gets stuck in the TV. Nah, I walk in the living room. One of my kids stuck in the TV. I'm acting like I ain't see it. I'm just gonna go pack my bag. That's it.
Dad, help me.
Nah, that's your Vizio now. That's it. Yeah, I'm charging.
Dad, hey. Has anyone ever told you that you should have never had kids?
Yeah. Probably not. But hey, look, you know,
you would not make it in a supernatural world.
No, I would not. I'm wishing you the best.
So are you saying? Excuse me. Are you saying you left your daughter hanging out of a TV?
Yes, I left my daughter in a TV. Do you understand? She was in a TV, and I'm not sitting on top of it. I mean, like inside the screen. Yes, yes, she was. I couldn't turn the channel or nothing. She was just in there. So, yeah, it's nothing I can do with the TV. It's nothing I can do with her. So I was gone. That's it.
Yeah, it's like it's like I feel like I probably shouldn't be saying this as a daughter, but once something latched onto your daughter or son, I feel like it's more appropriate to just throw the whole kid away.
Yeah, you got to throw the whole kid away. Yeah. if you go to somebody and they're like, oh, this entity or spirit has latched onto your child and it won't let go, I'll be like, oh, okay, well, I will. I'm out. Can she stay here with you? I'm going. It's just following her, right? Not me, right? You know, that's how I feel about it. Anyways, that's enough of the supernatural.
Yeah, I feel like the feeling is mutual. If something had what kind of ghost would latch onto you? Probably. Yeah. Please. I feel like the only ghost that, maybe you'd be scared at first.
Hopefully it's a rent paying ghost. That's all.
I
don't need none of them lazy ghosts. Anyway, so what else you got going on? Oh, well, it's about time for us to go, huh?
Yeah, believe it or not.
Oh, man, we spent okay. All right, then. Well, thanks for joining us. For those of you who are listening or will be listening. Yeah. And, that's it. I think that's it.
Go catch ghosts.
Go catch ghosts. All right. Be well. Bye.
Oh, next time we join, we might have a special addition to our Ouija board. And we might be doing a Ouija board if we do video.
Yeah. No. That's not going to happen, people. Bye.
Bye.